60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. And before we do that, if we had to sum up this year so far with just one phrase, I would probably call this the year of the stupid designer jean.
Oh, it has been. What a year. What
yes,
a year
it has.
For those. Yeah.
Point, yeah.
We've seen fake mud jeans. Totally crotchless jeans, jeans with plastic windows on the knees, jeans with butt crack zippers.
Ooh. I still can't believe that even exists.
I still can't believe I don't have a pair.
Double jeans that look like one pair of jeans tucked into another pair of jeans.
Because that's the look I've always wanted. Yeah. It sounds comfortable.
Jeans on jeans on jeans.
It doesn't stop because yet another pair of pants is making news today.
Uh-oh.
A fashion designer in Japan just debuted something called thong jeans.
Already gonna go no on this one.
Thong jeans. Basically, it looks like a pair of jeans with the entire legs and crotch area cut out. So all that's left is a denim waistband, the cuffs around the ankles, a few straps of denim connecting them, and then, of course, a tiny strip of denim material that goes right up the butt crack.
This is so dumb. It's like they're taking the world's most comfortable article of clothing
and
destroying it is what they're doing.
Yeah.
If you really want them, your basic pair of jeans will run you quite a bit of money, but you could also probably just buy some scissors and do it yourself. Rumors are that Kendall Jenner will be modeling the thong jeans at an upcoming fashion show in Milan.
I could actually see her in these.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could Google search thong jean and see a picture of these bad boys.
Hopefully they make them, you know, for everybody, adults and toddlers.
Yeah, that's good.
The kids section.
Wear our thong jeans.
I mean, if there's one thing my 3-year-old doesn't have enough of, it's thongs.
Yeah.
And if those hit the stores, be careful trying those on. Very unsanitary.
Yeah. I wouldn't
try those on. I'd take them and wash them first if you want to get them. All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they'll get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? I'm drawing a name out because I had it last. And I can't open the paper ever. And I almost... This is like the biggest folded paper in the world.
It's not origami over there.
Dramatic.
It's like...
Jose.
Oh, man.
Here you go. While Jose's putting on the shock collar, Jeff, please read Jose the shock collar question of the day.
Since 2003, Johnny Depp has famously played the role of Captain Jack Sparrow in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Throughout the franchise, he's made hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars. But did you know Johnny was not Disney's first choice for the role? Originally, they offered the part to another actor who they believed would help bring in larger audiences. But they had a scheduling conflict with another movie and the role fell to Johnny Depp. But who was first offered the role of Captain Jack Sparrow in 2003?
And I think the key is larger audiences.
Yeah,
they didn't think
that
Johnny Depp was mass appeal enough.
Well, he's like very mass appeal towards like one audience, like women and stuff, right?
That
he's
wouldn't so be hot, mass appeal.
He was on Johnny Depp was like on the downspin of his career at that point, but he came back
they
with that movie.
Like a big another A-lister.
Yeah, like someone who had a huge following already.
What if it was like Tom Hanks? Everyone loves Tom Hanks.
Well,
that would be.
2003 would have been like Castaway.
I would love to see him play that. The most likable pirate ever.
I think he could do it.
I kind of want that pirate to be my dad.
Everyone just gives him his gold. Like, you're so nice, man.
Dude,
just
of course I'll give you this.
Well, hold on. Let's think of Johnny, the character of Jack Sparrow. He's a goofy guy. He's drunk. He's...
2003, it could have been Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey actually would have probably done a really good job.
And Jim Carrey is one of the biggest celebrities in the world.
I mean, it's a scheduling conflict, so whoever it was had a lot of stuff going on in 2003.
The Rock. He was still pretty big in 2003.
Was he?
He's always been big.
See him playing Jack Sparrow.
I'm trying to think of someone who would work in that character. So I like Jim Carrey as an answer.
Okay.
Any other big...
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Huge following in 2003.
Yeah.
Man, I really do want to stick with Jim Carrey, but I can't imagine Jim Carrey.
What if it was Bill Murray? I'm just thinking of another comedian. Yeah. Like, if you're going to be a goofy role.
Oh, and Chris Rock. Chris Rock was like the man in 2003.
Yeah.
His HBO special.
I know, and everybody wanted him for every movie.
Yeah. You know, I just think, man, this is hard. Should I just go Jim Carrey?
Pick it.
Let's do it. Jim Carrey, final answer.
In 2003, the first film in the Pirates of the Caribbean series was released. At the time, movies about pirates in the high seas were not a big draw for moviegoers, so Disney wanted an A-list actor who could attract larger audiences to the theaters. Unfortunately, the person they wanted had a scheduling conflict, so the role went to Johnny Depp. But if it wasn't for his obligation to the movie Bruce Almighty, Captain Jack Sparrow could have been played by Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
We got it.
All right, pass the shot caller over to Jeff.
Dude, Bruce Almighty is such a good movie.
I give you the credit, Brooke. That's
somebody
awesome.
Texted in at 78592 and wanted to hear Big Pimpin' by Jay-Z, so Jeff will sing that before he gets shocked.
Ooh, nice.
You got the lyrics whenever you're ready, Jeff.
We doing Big Pimpin', we spending cheese. Check them out now. Big Pimpin' on BLADs. We doing Big Pimpin' up in NYC. It's just that Jigga Man, Pimp C and B.
Just reactions are the best.
Yeah, they are.
Out of the room when you get
really
shocked.
Really dramatic about pain. 92.5.